Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, this is Sarah. Look, I'm standing out front of AMPM right now, and well, you're sweet and all, but I found something more fulfilling, even kind of cheesy, but I like it. Sure, you met some of my dietary needs, but they've just got it all. So farewell, oatmeal. So long, you strange, soggy
breakfast. Break up with bland breakfast and taste AMPM's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, made with cage-free eggs, smoked bacon, and melty cheese on a buttery biscuit. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Basura, because that's what director Joe Pitka is calling a Space Jam reboot.
Jeff Bezos is getting blasted after his remarks about his space trip. I'll explain.
And fitness guru Jillian Michaels is losing more than just pounds. Oh, yeah, Heidi and Frank will join us later. But Sherry, what you got first, mommy?
Well, Chewy, looks like Dr. Dre's wife, Nicole Young, came out on top. So, the blast got a hold of their legal documents, which say Dre is ordered to pay to the Nicole spousal support in the sum of $293,306 per month. First of all, August 1st, 2021. Wow. So he will pay a total of $3,519,672 per year until his ex-wife remarries or enters into a new domestic partnership, which she ain't never gonna do. So
she is never gonna do that. I wouldn't either.
I know he wants to get her on The Bachelorette effective immediately, because that is a lot of money to have to fork out.
Now, you know, Portia Gary, Nicole initially wanted almost $2 million a month from Dr. Dre, because she said that's what they spent every month on expenses. Now, you think she's going to stay single? You think she's going to stay single and make him suffer?
$200,000 or $300,000 is not a lot of money for somebody like Dr. Dre. Child, that is nothing. Like, when she said $2 million, she was counting the house note, the housekeeper's
staff.
Come on now.
Right. Yeah. She better stay single, though, because my thing is this, honey. There will never be, she could never find another black man with that kind of money, because y'all women don't have the same luxury as y'all Caucasian counterparts to run from one millionaire to another.
Ain't she black?
I know a lot of women that were married to millionaires and left their millionaire husbands, and now they're on the streets, honey. I could call names, but I'm not.
Wow.
Well, moving on, looks like Joe Pitka, the director of the original Space Jam in 1996, is not a fan of the reboot with LeBron James. Now, in Spanish terms, he's calling it basura, which means trash. See, who says you can't learn something new on Dish Nation? Now, Joe claims it took him 5 separate sessions to complete its 2-hour runtime, and he said, when Space Jam was made, it was 1996. MJ wasn't just the best basketball player, but he was the biggest celebrity in the world. He also added, while LeBron is great, the truth is, LeBron ain't Michael. What y'all think?
The shade of it all.
I mean, as if he didn't already feel like he had big shoes to fill, now you're going to just go up there and just put him right against Michael like that? Let LeBron be LeBron. Yeah. He's got his own fans. Right. And we all know he's the king of today.
Do you think he was mad that they didn't ask him to direct the Space Jam 2? Yeah.
Probably.
Men he's can bitter. Be bitter Betties as well, okay? Bitter Bill.
Bitter Betties.
This is true.
I like that.
And, you know, and keeping it a buck, when the original Space Jam came out, I think I was in middle school, and I had no desire to see the original Space Jam, but I wanted to see this one. Like, that original Space Jam was the Space Jam for that generation, and this one is the Space Jam for this current generation.
Okay, y'all, but other than LeBron James, who else could y'all see playing this league?
Ooh.
Lamar Odom could have played in it.
Now we got to compare.
Well, y'all, Jeff Bezos has thanked me. Well, actually, all of us, darling.
Girl, for what?
So let me tell you, Portia, after his brief trip to space, he held a post-flight press conference to thank those who made his trip to space possible. Take a look.
I want to thank every Amazon employee and every Amazon customer, because you guys paid for all of this. So seriously, for every Amazon customer out there and every Amazon employee, thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Now, of course, people were not too happy about his remarks. U.S. Rep. Alexandria Cortez responded via Twitter, and she said, yes, Amazon workers did pay for this with lower wages, union busting, a frenzied and inhumane workplace, and delivery drivers not having health insurance during a pandemic. And Amazon customers are paying for it with Amazon abusing their market power to hurt small businesses. Well,
But I feel like as this continues to go on, like, I feel like Amazon Prime members should be able to take this same flight, but at a deep discount, because he did make it to, like, you know, out of space on the backs of common people like us and you guys watching Dish Nation right now.
But do we all really want to go to space, though?
No, you barely want to damn go out the house, let alone space. I will not support Jeff Bezos, because after what he did his wife Mackenzie, I have nothing to say to him. He did Mackenzie dirty to Mary Lauren.
Nothing to say to him. Did you block his number, Gary?
That's why I'm blocking.
He's with Lauren Sanchez, Gary. He's with Lauren.
Yeah, he with Lauren Sanchez, but Lauren Sanchez was his best friend and wife. That's dirty. I would never support Jeff Bezos.
You don't even use your computer. You definitely don't use Amazon, so you wouldn't understand.
All right, well, it looks like fitness guru Jillian Michaels lost more than just pounds, y'all. Oh, yeah. So back in 2013, her Bentley was stolen from her driveway, and now she is claiming about $30,000 worth of property is missing and damaged after a cross-country move from L.A. to Miami.
Hell no.
She told police she hired a moving and storage company to move her things, but lots of clothes, tools, and outdoor furniture were nowhere to be found, totaling $30,000, and 80% of the items that arrived were damaged, y'all. And Jillian is planning to sue the company.
I don't blame her.
This is exactly why whenever I am moving anything anywhere, I order them pizza,
I order fried chicken, I make sure they are fed, I give them water, lemonade.
You do all that?
Yes.
I mean, that's why you kind of got to, like, make sure you're dealing with a bonded company.
And you always got to have a little cousin follow the truck wherever it goes. You don't let the truck leave from one side of town to the other on its own.
Oh, that's cute, Portia.
Yes. When you got expensive things. Right.
If you
got
to do all that, you should just have your cousin move.
Yeah, exactly.
Cousin is stealing, too. They watching each other.
Oh, my God. Who can you trust?
All right, y'all. Well, now it's time to check with Heidi and Frank. So, Heidi, honey, I heard someone kidnapped Big Bird.
Well, Gary, let me explain. Big Bird is back after being missing since April. Seems that two thieves, decided they were done with the Sesame Street circus costume. This costume, by the way, was worth $160,000. They stole it and returned it to an Australian police station with a note saying this, and I'm going to summarize.
Okay.
We had no idea what we were doing or what our actions would cause. We were just having a rough time, and we were trying to cheer ourselves up. We had a great time with Mr. Bird. He's a great guy. No harm came to our friend. Sorry to be such a big burden.
Big burden.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I sort of feel like this. You know when you go to a fair and you're spending a lot of money to win a big, giant stuffed animal?
Right,
you're like, yeah, and you keep going, I'm going to go again. Just throw the softball.
Why won't the dime land on the plate?
And then you get the thing. You're like, yay. And then you go, well, I can't go on any rides. I can't. This is dumb. Mm-hmm. Why did I want that? You think that's what happened here? Like, they got it, but now we've got to deal with this thing.
And it's huge. You can't really hide it. If it ever makes the news, obviously it was on 18 months, just gone.
Gone. So from Sesame Street, from like a kid's place.
You can't really hide that in your house. It's there. No. I mean, you have it. People are going to see
you
it.
You can't hide it anywhere.
It's evidence. And you can't even sell it. It's a Big Bird costume. Who's buying it? $160,000.
What a bird brain to buy something like that.
But our Sesame Street thievery names, because they called them the Big Bird Bandits, right?
Yeah.
I think our names should be Never Win an Oscar and the Grouch.
I hate it. You're an animal.
And the Oscar goes to?
You're not me, apparently.
Well, I hope it's not too much of a big burden for you.
Hey.
To stay right there, because there's more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, welcome back. Now, Cardi B has a lot of Birkins, but fans won't let her enjoy them. No. Now, Cardi posted these pics to her Instagram, and a troll commented, "You never see Oprah, Melinda Gates, or Mark Zuckerberg's wife doing this, and they're billionaires, but carry on." Now, Cardi B being Cardi B, she replied, Lord. "Brad, can you read what she said with some sauce?"
"Girl, Oprah take trips that cost 10 of these bags. Don't compare me to white billionaires' wives when their husbands are taking billion-dollar trips to space just to be able to say they the first ones to do it."
Cardi.
You better say it, Cardi B. Every time she claps back, her claps back be so relevant to the times. She let's talk about this rich-ass space trip.
And I feel like all the people that she mentioned, they all stunt in their own way. Like, Oprah's way of stunting was giving everybody a Birkin bag. Right. You know what I'm saying? Mark Zuckerberg's wife ain't really on Instagram like that. So no one knows what she does.
This is a question for everybody. Are material things equivalent to experiences? Like, would you want 20 Birkins? Or would you want to go to space or have any kind of experience?
I want 20 Birkins.
I'd rather go to space.
If you love purses, get Birkins. If you love space, take your ass to space.
I don't want to go. Ain't no reason for me to go to space. Ain't no food out there. They ain't got an Applebee's, Cheesecake Factory. Why?
Okay, all right, y'all. It's time for a dish debate. A Norwegian women's beach handball team was fined to run $1,800 each for switching out their required bikini bottom uniform for thigh-length shorts.
Yes.
What's the problem, damn it? What's the problem? Take a look at one of the players' reasons for doing so. Check it out.
We actually wanted to change this for a whole time, for a long time. We decided to do that during our last match in this European Championship because we wanted to make a statement. We want to change the regulations.
That's right, girl. What she say?
The problem is when you have guys making decisions for women, this is the type of, like, you know, like, narcissism that you get. You know what I'm saying? Like, guys shouldn't be able to make these type of decisions when it's about the female body.
Right.
If these women are talking about they feel uncomfortable wearing bikini bottoms, let them switch it up. Like, who is this hurting?
And everybody, Portia, don't have that. Like, I would be very self-conscious. I don't have a big booty. So wearing a bikini and I'm playing volleyball or handball.
That's
I don't have a big booty. And when I concentrate, I tighten my booty up. It look like a fist.
They should bring back the short shorts for men then. Bring back them short shorts for men that they would wear.
Bring back the short shorts for the men,
That's right.
If you dare wear short shorts.
Sing it, Brad. Who wears short shorts?
If Dish said that we had to wear bikinis as we do Dish Nation, who do y'all think would rock the bikini the best in a little booty bikini?
It would be between Chewy, Frank, and Gary. Chewy, Frank, and Gary. Okay. That's it right there. Gary would wear them things with pride, honey. Gary would have his legs crossed, toes painted. Gary be ashy like flour. There would
we
be
can
no
only
oil,
hope that's oil.
Okay.
All right, y'all, this is a deal that you will love, Gary, because it will make you feel like royalty. It's the Spotlight Rejuvenating Gold Dust Under Eye Patches. Now, you get 12 sets of under eye patches that have collagen, which rejuvenates the look of tired aging under the eyes.
Oh, now, I just love collagen because, you know, it keeps your skin looking young. And these under eye patches, honey, also help with dark circles, under the eye bags, and dry skin. Ooh.
That's right, Gary. Not to mention it makes your concealer and makeup go on flawless, darling. Ooh, yes to the good makeup and yes to the flawless skin. How much is it? Well, these under eye patches normally go for $20, but for our Dish Nation viewers, it's just
$10.
Give me two. Yes, just go to morningsave.com, y'all, and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Coming up, more details on Britney Spears, and this time it's about her mom. It's juicy, so make sure you come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. All right, you guys. More of Britney Spears' life is being leaked, and we know that her dad's a real piece of work.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No doubt.
But it seems the controlling dad is not the only one. Lynn Spears, her mom, is out of control as well. Real piece of work. Remember in 2004, Britney Spears eloped with Jason Alexander. No, not the guy from Seinfeld, but another Jason Alexander.
The first husband.
I remember that.
Yes. Yes, they had a 55-hour wedding, and the attorney who represented Jason in the annulment says the former lovebirds were forced to separate by Britney's mom.
Wow.
He went on to say the newlyweds called to share the news with Lynn, Britney's mom, and, quote, all hell broke out. She came to Las Vegas, threw Jason out, and got him a plane ticket home.
Wow.
But Jason Alexander said it was Britney's idea to get married, and then Lynn swooped in and made it, and, you know, shut it all down. That's just another example of how controlled her life has been.
Yeah, but then, like, 7 months after this, y'all, she ends up marrying Kevin Federline. So my girl Britney was clearly
was okay
looking for love. Yeah, she was okay with that. So she wanted somebody next to her to be supportive and love her. That's all she wanted, y'all.
How would you feel, Frank? You have a daughter who's 24. Uh-huh. Sherry, I want you to weigh in, too, but we'll start with Frank. Your daughter's 24. If she called you and said, hey, Dad, you're never going to believe it, I just got married in Vegas to a guy you've never met.
I would love that. That means
I don't have to pay for a wedding.
It's like, oh, great, awesome, sweet, got out of that. I can actually go buy myself something nice now.
Oh, right, you don't have a wedding to pay for. What if Jeffrey did that to you, Sherry? Just, Mom, I got married.
Heidi, excuse my friends. I would go to Vegas and bust a in her mouth. You gonna freaking mess with my son? Oh, right here. We don't play that.
You go to Vegas to pop that in the mouth, and it ends up being my daughter. My daughter married Jeffrey.
Wow.
Oh, my God, you guys are in-laws.
Then awesome. I think we'd have to enjoy that.
Okay, everyone, it's time for
Tattoo.
Okay, we suck. This is for my dog lovers out there. Heidi, what's up? Sherry, Frank, all of us are dog lovers. Brat, yes.
Yes, yes.
New York Mets catcher Thomas Nito tatted his pup Louie on his arm. So you know this is real love, baby. And the artwork looks amazing. And he has a collar, fluffy hair, and all, y'all. What do you think, you guys? Is it a tattoo or a tattoo? I love this tattoo.
I love it.
This is great.
I love this so much. It is such a tattoo. It makes me want to get my Cane Corso, all 130 pounds of her, tattooed on my arm. I love this artwork.
Don't go like small. Go life size, full back tattoo.
Yes. Sherry, do that.
So, Heidi, you have six dogs that you love, obviously.
Yeah.
Would you tat them on your arm like that?
Boy, would I.
Oh, come on. You actually have tattoos of your dogs as well? Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Look at that.
That's a little Buddha there.
Wow,
that's
a little, Heidi.
Take a look at Buddha.
I didn't know you had a dog tattoo on your arm. I knew you had a couple dog or two on your knuckles, but not on your arm.
Oh.
Hey, wait a second.
That's cool, Heidi. Coming up, should a wedding gift determine a guest's perception plate? You be the judge right after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Well, a couple getting married wanted to make sure they were getting their money's worth from their guests before they served them up some fine wedding grub.
Mm.
Yeah, they sent a note to their guest asking how much they'd be spending on their wedding gift in order to determine the level of food that they would be.
Ew!
Wow.
Here's an example.
Horrible.
Anything worth up to $250.
Okay.
That is considered a loving gift.
Mm.
So guests have a choice. You can get the roast chicken or the swordfish. And then it goes to a silver level.
That sounds fine.
Okay.
Then a gold level. Then you get to the platinum level.
More than the wedding itself, the reception is the most expensive thing because you're paying for every guest. That's why.
Alcohol.
Because at both my receptions, I said, if you haven't talked about your boyfriend or girlfriend more than 15 minutes to me, you had to come by yourself. Only married people could come because we couldn't afford it to pay. So I understand, but that's just a little tacky. But what if somebody tells you they're going to give you a $2,500 gift and they don't bring it? You got some good lobster.
Right.
What do you think Portia's going to do? Do we have to lay down $2,500 for Portia to get doggone lobster when we go, guys?
You better not. If you see me eating chicken nuggets at Portia's wedding, you know I didn't bring nothing. Okay? Chewie's eating chicken strips.
More porridge.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.